to the world-renowned A Week Late podcast, episode number 63. My name is Darren, a.k.a. Analysis489. For all you new listeners, welcome. To the returning listeners, welcome back. It's been about 2 weeks since I've done an episode, just like the previous one, and there's good reason for that. I got a new recording device, so for the people that have been listening since episode one, you've gradually noticed, hopefully, the progression, the upgrades, the updates to the software and the hardware as we progress. Even though it's only episode 63, there's 80-plus episodes floating around weeklate.com, iTunes, and SoundCloud. For anybody that cares enough, go subscribe, rate, comment. It really does help us out. Since I just got a new recording device, I'm still trying to figure things out. So if there's a lot of editing points in this episode, please forgive me. As I speak, the screen is going out on me. Even though it's not supposed to while I'm recording. So I'm trying to figure that out. My brother purchased a new phone for my birthday. He upgraded me. So the recording device is on an HTC One from my previous phone, which is an HTC Evo. And I may do a mini review of this phone as far as tech goes. I'm not sure. So far, I love it. But in order to fix the problem just now super quickly, because I'm kind of on a time crunch here, I'd like to release the episode before midnight as always. If you're listening to this on the day it's released, which would hopefully be Sunday before midnight, a lot of stuff going on in the TV world, returning shows and whatnot, which is one of the reasons I mainly picked this movie that I'm about to review. Before I get into that, I'd like to mention that the movie The Purge was suggested to me, and I was going to do that this evening, but I didn't have enough time to acquire it via my separate means of doing so. That was done by someone that's a friend of the podcast, friend of the show. This show is brought to you by Stephanie over at Evom Lounge. And while I'm watching said movie, I will be eating wings made by April, their new employee over at Evom Lounge. Go check them out. Spring Hill on the corner of Barclay and Elgin in Spring Hill. Next to Beer Frog, amazing liquor store. They have a sort of a tap station in the back where you can go and sample free new craft beers that they're selling. You can go to their wine tastings on Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a blast. Those people over there are amazing. They know how to do it. They have an upscale restaurant / cigar bistro, I guess you could call it. It's a cafe of sorts. A lounge, if you will. Evom Lounge, located in Spring Hill on Powell Road. Go check them out. Facebook.com/TheBeerFrog and Facebook.com/Evom Lounge. Thank you for providing me with the fuel to propel said podcast. On to the show. Safety Not Guaranteed, a movie that was released in 2012. There's a reason I chose this over The Purge. I will be reviewing that. Also, Gravity is coming up soon. I'm going to go watch that, hopefully in IMAX 3D, this coming week. I want to say that there's a lot of reasons why this episode... I rarely record two episodes further away from each other than 2 weeks in a row. I believe this is the first time that's ever happened. with everything that's going on, I kind of did it on purpose, but from here on out, you shouldn't go for more than a week without an episode unless something crazy happens. This past month has been crazy. We're going to start getting into the holiday season, which if you're a returning listener, you'll know during the end of the year, it's harder for me to get schedules working with everybody's holidays going on. It's hard for me to get guests. It's hard for me to get time away from football and family, Thanksgiving, Christmas, to get everybody together to do a show. So unfortunately for those people that have given me feedback about hating listening to me for a straight hour, I feel your pain. I don't like listening to my own voice. I have no idea why people listen to this show in the first place, but I really do appreciate all the feedback I've been getting, especially for the Batclash episode, the Batfleck episode with Vinny. You listened, you commented, and then we listened. And because you hated him so much, we're having him back for a few future episodes just to get a rise out of people. Because although it was negative feedback, it did let me know that people were listening. I don't know why it takes for something negative to happen on my show for you guys to respond, but I appreciate it either way. I always say, give me some feedback, positive or negative. And it was all negative, but that lets me know that you guys are listening, so I really do appreciate that. And the bad things that were said weren't about me, so thanks for that. That's positive to me. But Vinny will be back, and you will get a disclaimer before that happens again, just so you know not to hate me during the whole thing. Again, sorry about that. I had to do sort of a disclaimer there. But getting back to the movie now, safety not guaranteed. This movie has been in my queue for quite a while, and it coincides with a lot of the TV that's returning. And actually, every single person that stars in this movie, I will be talking about in the TV portion in the second part of this episode. For the new listeners, this is a podcast in which I review movies that are no longer in theaters. The whole first season of this podcast took place in the parking lot of theaters. We would go with my then co-host to review movies that were still in theaters, but we would be so broke or so lazy that we couldn't go when on opening weekend, unless they were huge, like the Avengers episode 30, I believe that is. Go back and listen to the Avengers episode. It's over 3 hours of pretty much a Marvel party with a bunch of guests. At this point, the show has changed directions in a little bit. I still do the show because it's way fun, and sometimes my friends and family jump in, and it's even better. Those are the episodes that do a lot better. And I don't disagree with the public. I hate my voice. There's no reason why anybody should listen to this for 60 minutes straight and not get sick. I would imagine you have to pause it like 10 minutes through just to be able to stand my voice and my opinions. However, some people do listen regardless, and those are the hardcore fans, and I appreciate that. Every single one of these people in this movie have a show that has been renewed, brought back for a new season, and we'll talk about that in the second portion. The show gets done in two portions. The first part of the podcast revolves around me explaining, giving my expectations basically on what the movie's going to be. The rating system for this podcast goes from 0 to 11. Zero being the absolute worst movie you've ever seen. It's not even worth mentioning to anybody else in your life or on the face of the planet. And 11D being the absolute best movie you've ever seen. 10 being perfect to normal standards, but every podcast has to have a gimmick, so this is what that is. I don't usually go off of IMDb ratings. However, it usually does serve a good basis for what the general public thought about this movie. This is a movie called Safety Not Guaranteed. It was released in 2012. It has a rated R rating by the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, for anybody that doesn't know what that means. On IMDb, it got a 7. I actually want to give this movie better than that. My expectations for this movie are very high. I'm not very certain. I'm not very familiar with any of the works of the director, who is Colin Trevorrow. I do, now that I say it out loud, I remember him being in the news as of late, and IMDb is telling me why. He is going to be directing the previously, it was supposed to be a non-project, but they're bringing back Jurassic Park. It's Jurassic World in 2015. Apparently it's a continuation and not a reboot, so hopefully he'll do well with that. To be honest with you, he's not really marked down for any of the stuff that I would previously know. It looks like this might be his directorial debut. Not too shabby. He may have done some TV stuff, because almost everybody in this movie, like I said, are in TV shows. This movie was written by Derek Connolly. IMDb says that he was also part writer and part writer for both Safety Not Guaranteed and Jurassic World. So apparently this is one of those writer-director duos that like to work with each other. It stars Aubrey Plaza, who is popular for, wow, so much stuff that I'm a fan of. I love Aubrey Plaza, mostly for Parks and Recreation. She was also in Scott Pilgrim versus the World and Funny People. I have seen Funny People. That was actually surprisingly good. She's in, wow, I didn't know this. She plays a voice of Eska in The Legend of Korra, which is pretty cool. That's the Nickelodeon TV show for sort of the continuation of The Last Airbender, his sister. There's a whole spinoff series based on just her. Monsters University, I didn't know she was in that either. And I just recently mentioned NTSF SDSUV with Paul Scheer and June Diane Raphael, is how I like to pronounce it. She likes to pronounce it June Diane Raphael. I've never heard that pronunciation before. You have the ability to be called whatever you want to be called, but when I see your name spelled that way, and I just think it sounds sexier, June Diane Raphael. NTSF SDSUV with Paul Scheer, who is also friends of Mark Duplass, who also stars in this movie. Mark Duplass is in a show I love that my brother turned me on to, who has been on the show as a guest host, as a host at this point, The League. I love that. If you guys haven't watched The League yet, I'm not even that big of a sports fan, even though I just talked about Evom Lounge on a Sunday. This place gives you a free beer, a free draft beer for walking in on a Sunday with your team's jersey. I did that today. That doesn't mean I'm a huge football fan. I just like free booze, so that's why I did that. But that being the case, The League, you don't have to be a sports fan to like that show. And I'll be, again, in the second portion, I'll be talking about the return of The League in its fourth season, I believe. But Mark Duplass is one of the, I can't remember what, oh, he plays Pete in the League. It's now on FXX. They added an extra X, which is where you can find one of my favorite shows, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, The League, and a bunch of other shit that I can't think of right now. Next up on the list is Jake Johnson. He is kind of a rising star, even though he's been around for a while, on The New Girl, which is also a show on Fox. So I'm starting to think that a lot of the development of this show, of this movie, maybe had to do with Fox Searchlight, which is an independent movie studio that does a lot of these indie movies that are sort of under the radar. It's a Hollywood trend for big name actors to sort of look for scripts that have a lot to do with sort of indie projects that they don't necessarily get paid a lot for, but that their acting skills can sort of shine through. And a lot of these movies get featured in Cannes Film Festival or any of the number of large growing film festivals around the planet these days. Film festivals are growing like craft beer, so it's they're everywhere. Jake Johnson plays the love interest of Zooey Deschanel in The New Girl, and that show has also enjoyed incredible success. It's in its third season, I believe, right now. Again, I'll be talking about that in the second portion. As of now, I'm looking for middle to high expectations on this movie just because of who's involved in the project. Like I said, this may be the director's debut in this movie. If I'm wrong, please email me fans.aweekLate@gmail.com. But I'm also getting all of this information off of IMDb. We're not endorsed. I'm not endorsed by them. But in the first season of the podcast, which is like the first 50 episodes, we didn't do any research at all, if any. And I think the quality of the show maybe suffered, but it was still kind of funny. Like, if you weren't into the joke, you had to be listening from the very first episode. And I get it. If you don't listen to every single episode and you jump around, I can understand how that can get annoying. So I started doing a little bit more research as far as just basic knowledge. I wanted to do everything at first organic off the top of my head, but a lot of were brought up in my regular speech, and I didn't want to stop every time I had to say I've been editing out a lot of in the past couple episodes. Hopefully when I listen to this and go through the edit, I'm not taking out the that are in quotes. So I'm just going to stop saying altogether. I've been trying very hard. Hopefully you've noticed that. So that's, and I just did it again. I think that so far that's it. If you like Aubrey Plaza, if you like Parks and Recreation, if you like New Girl, all that sort of indie comedy will hopefully come to a peak in this movie. I do notice now that it was released from Australia in October of last year. That's only relevant for one reason. As far as the indie scene is concerned, a lot of really good indie films come from American actors out of America, out of the United States, I think. Like I said, I have high expectations for this movie. I didn't do one thing. Let me just go ahead and read what this movie's about before I let you guys go. I completely skipped over that part. Three magazine employees head out on an assignment to interview a guy who placed a classified ad seeking a companion for time travel. Ties in very well with the second portion, in which not only will I be covering Parks and Recreation, The League, and New Girl, but I will be going into a little bit of a Continuum tease. For anybody that isn't watching Continuum, go watch that show. Start now because we'll be doing a future episode. And it's funny that I say the future because we're talking about time travel. I think it's hilarious how I didn't know about the plot of this movie. I still like to leave a lot of mystery to the movies that I'm going to go see. I solely chose this movie because of the actors involved. Not once reading what the movie was about. Once I read what the movie was about this evening, right before I recorded this, I realized that I wanted to see it even more. I love time travel. I love movies about time travel. And even if this movie has nothing to do with time travel, I think it's hilarious how the premise of the movie has to do with a dude that put an ad. And it's funny because nobody calls them classified ads anymore. They're probably talking about Craigslist or eBay, maybe Angie's List. I don't know, for all everybody on the West Coast. We'll see how that plays out. But go check it out. For all the new listeners, what will happen is you're going to hear some intermission music. When we come back, I'll do a spoiler countdown with an audible tone. You'll be able to hear the actual countdown. And at which point, you can stop listening now and go watch the movie with me, in quotes. Or when the spoiler countdown hits and you're intrigued even more, go watch the movie, pause it then, and come back and listen. It's very easy for you to find the different areas of the podcast where you can stop and listening without listening to spoilers. But at a certain point, there will be a spoiler countdown, and it's completely out of my hands after that. You keep listening after that, and you're screwed. There will be spoilers abound. So go enjoy Safety Not Guaranteed. You can find it on Netflix, which is how I'm going to watch it. Again, not endorsed by them. I'm just letting you know, completely legal how I'm obtaining these movies so far, for the most part. So go check out Safety Not Guaranteed, and I will be back for the second portion of episode 63 for Safety Not Guaranteed review. All right. Cheers. Watching Safety Not Guaranteed for what is the second portion of episode 63, I think. Indeed, 63. I must say, I am very impressed with this movie. If you've watched it along with me, then you're probably in the same headspace as I am. You're either going to absolutely love this movie, or you're going to absolutely hate this movie. I believe it would have to depend on what your sort of quirkiness level is, which is pretty much a theme of the entire movie. If you're not into sort of, I don't know how else to describe it. It's quirky. But I would have to say that I would have to classify this movie. I mean, I don't like to put labels on stuff, but I will. This movie is part sci-fi, part relationship movie, romantic comedy. It's a dark romantic sci-fi comedy. Dark comedy romantic sci-fi. Kind of. Very strange. And to kind of say it's sci-fi is sort of a spoiler. So I apologize for that. But per the description of the film, most people would probably gather that would be the direction this movie is going in. I would like to say that I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. It met and exceeded my expectations. But again, if you're not the type of person that likes these sort of movies right off the top. This movie had a, not just one, but several elements of Garden State. If you're not familiar with Garden State, it's a movie with Zach Braff, and as a matter of fact, Sheldon? No, that's the character's name. Shame on me for not remembering the actual name of the character from Big Bang Theory, Sheldon, from the Big Bang Theory. Wow, this is really bad of me. Jim Parsons was with Zach Braff in the Garden State for very brief, but when he was first coming up, that's, I actually remember him being in that movie. This movie's very indie, like Garden State is. You can tell there are a lot of improv circles going on here, especially with the amount of cameos at the very beginning of the movie that don't really carry on through the whole movie. Marilyn Rice Cub, I believe is how it's pronounced. She actually has her own podcast on Nerdist. And it's been a while since I mentioned anything podcast related, but. And I believe I did mention that they are rebooting. Not rebooting, but continuing 24. So, as much as this is a movie review, it's all sort of leaning towards being a huge TV update episode. So, I'm going to try to get through this without it being too boring. But I do also want to mention Jeff Garlin, who is also going to be mentioned in the TV section for a show that's been, that just aired recently. I believe it's 3 or 4 weeks in, called The Goldbergs. And I'll get to that in a little bit. The casting in this movie, I think, was pretty perfect on point, except, I don't want to say except for, but I'm sure that hopefully they looked into more closely related. There's an Indian character in this movie, and that's dots, not feathers. Good Will Hunting reference, just so nobody slams me for being that racist. And I believe that maybe Aziz Ansari, who's also a Parks and Rec character, could have filled the role in this movie perfectly. If he was not available, I would imagine they would have looked up somebody like Kumail Nanjiani as alternates. Kumail Nanjiani does a podcast also on the Nerdist Network. Everybody's, this is what I'm saying, it's very alt comedy. This movie has a lot of people involved in it that are in the alt, well, quote unquote alt comedy scene, alternative comedy. I don't know if you guys are really into that, but for the people that don't know, again, the new listeners, one of the whole reasons this podcast exists is because of Chris Hardwick and the Nerdist Network. Back when I had a regular 9-to-5 job, I launched this podcast in hopes that it would, amongst other things, take me above and beyond what everybody else was doing. And so, luckily, the people that still listen have come with me, and that's kind of what this movie is about. Doing your own thing, and it's really meta in a way that the movie itself is probably, not probably, is a indie project. And somebody out there went off and wrote and did this thing by themselves on their own as a sort of project, what do they call it? Project of Love. I don't know if that's a thing. But a lot of people are scared to do their own thing, especially these days when there needs to be a lot of stability. And in this particular movie, this guy, I keep wanting to call him by his Pete, Mark Duplass. He goes by a character named Kenneth in this movie, and he is the character that these three journalists go to in interview. He puts out a, I guess, what would be considered a classified ad in the newspaper. I thought it a little bit strange that it wasn't a Craigslist of some sort. And I started thinking maybe that it wasn't in current times, but they kept bringing up Facebook references. So, this movie is in current times, and these people were working at a magazine. There was nothing mentioned about a website that they worked at. So it was a little strange that they still worked at a magazine and that this guy put out a classified ad. But other than that, the movie was very up to date. The references were all there. That's pretty much it. I mean, I don't really have that many more complaints about it. It was the only complaints I have aren't necessarily spoilers, but the movie didn't necessarily suffer from it, but Jake Johnson's character, Jeff, was very much like his character in New Girl, and I have seen him in one other movie, and based on all the performances I've seen from him, he doesn't have that much of a range, but that doesn't mean he's not a good actor. So far, all I've seen from him are the exact same persona. But again, that's not necessarily slamming. He's a great actor, especially in this movie. That character that he plays is very much like, I can't remember the name of his character in The New Girl, but it's very similar. The other only complaint I would really have, it's not really a complaint. However, I wish there were more, a little bit more comedy would have been great, but I can tell that some of the scenes in this movie were heavily improvised. I hope I'm not wrong about that, but I really did like the actual comedy that was there because it was kind of dark and subtle, and both of those things aren't necessarily negative. I'm going to go ahead and rate the movie so I can talk about the spoilers. It's getting kind of late, and I don't think I'm going to beat my own deadline as far as midnight is concerned, getting this out, but I'll do my best. And the only reason I do that is for the iTunes calendar, so everything lines up correctly. Were it not for that, I would really not care. But as far as archiving stuff, that's just the way I wanted it to go. So, that being said, I want to get into an 8.5. I think this movie deserves that for a number of reasons. I thoroughly enjoyed the ending. It made me laugh. I kind of felt like a little kid again watching Back to the Future in the theater. I know that's comparing this movie highly to one that this podcast is basically based upon. The logo, if you can't tell, is a direct ripoff of Back to the Future, obviously. A week late being the fact that we're going back and reviewing movies that people may not even be talking about anymore or that aren't in the theater. I'm not too sure that this one even made it in the theater. Probably independent and local places like in downtown local bistros and like brew theaters and stuff like that. hopefully. But this is why I'm also doing this kind of show. I want to bring not only the big Hollywood stuff, but maybe put movies on your plate or in your queue on Netflix or Amazon, wherever these movies may be available, and broaden your horizons a little bit. 8.5, this movie was funny, it was creative, it was at some points suspenseful. I didn't know whether or not to believe the character or the time travel, alleged time traveler character, or the journalists. This movie was heavily based upon, also, I must say, before I get to spoilers, that in many ways it was a relationship movie. At the end, this movie is really about just trying to find, this is going to sound so cheesy, but someone in this life to sort of believe you. Not believe in you, just believe you. When you're saying shit that's crazy, someone has to trust you so much that when you say that you might be able to take them back in time, there was a certain portion in this movie where Aubrey Plaza's character, Darius. They kept calling her Darius. I didn't really particularly like her name in this movie, but Darius, I think it was Darius, was down. She sort of was looking for something crazy and random to do, and she found it, and she wanted to believe this guy so bad that she was scared when she found out that what he was saying may or may not be more true than what is led on to believe. And in that moment, I'm just like, well, if I was in that situation, I wanted to be that understanding. I wanted to understand what it was like to be so close in a relationship like that. And I have felt that before, and I have lost it. And his character was looking to go back and fix something like that, with his alleged time machine. And she was just like, screw it. I wanna know if this guy's for real and if he's not. And you sort of felt just as dumb as her in that moment. It's like, well, am I, maybe I am that stupid that I would believe something like this could exist, or am I that crazy to think that I would be so loyal to somebody, to believe them so much so that I would put like space and time aside to do that. And she kind of defended him at a certain point and said, did people call Einstein crazy? They did, because all the stuff that he was talking about was way beyond what anybody at the time could comprehend. And I've kind of almost said too much. So there you have it. It's a little bit of everything: romantic comedy, dark comedy. If you're into that kind of weird sort of curiosity, indie style, Garden State movie, then by all means. I also have to mention Primer is a great sort of nod that was put into this movie. If anybody's ever seen Primer, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So that's pretty much it. I'm gonna insert the spoiler countdown here, and then after that, I'm not responsible for your anger towards me for ruining the movie. Go watch it. I highly recommend it. 8.5 is super solid. Like I said, a little bit more comedy would have been nice, but this movie gets super nerdy. Like, he mentioned the Contra Code and Star Wars, multiple Star Wars references in this movie. Right before it gets really weird, there's this bit about a prosthetic ear. That's kind of a spoiler, but not really, because right after that is when it gets really weird. If a prosthetic ear isn't weird enough for you, that never gets mentioned again in the whole movie, the spoiler alert is that it gets weirder after that. So here's a spoiler countdown, and I'll be back right after to ruin the movie for you. All right, so that's cheap and annoying. So basically, the spoilers from what I was mentioning, the movie gets really sci-fi when it gets towards the end. Right after the part where you're thinking, am I weird for trying to believe this guy? Do I think she's weird? Am I going to judge her? Basically, it's two people looking for love, and the person that Mark Duplass's character, Kenneth, sorry, I'm terrible at that. I have a hard time remembering the actors' names by themselves, let alone the people they're playing in the fucking movies. Which, by the way, this podcast has an explicit rating, and I just earned it by dropping the F-bomb, so there's that. Kristen Bell shows up. She ends up being the person that Kenneth wants to go back to. By the way, only 2001. This movie was released last year, meaning he only wants to go back 11 years to allegedly save his first love, who, while he's speaking of their relationship, doesn't sound like a relationship at all, by the way, and wants to go back and save her from dying so that they can live happily ever after, I guess. Which, by the way, in real life, she is married to Dax Shepard, who I find quite funny. He was in a lot of movies that a lot of people didn't like. Without a Paddle is one of my favorite ones. If you haven't seen that, go watch that. He did a movie called Zathura, which was done by the same director that did Jumanji. And it was pretty much a space version game, board game movie, like it was with Jumanji with, wow, I just made a Good Will Hunting reference and I forgot. Robin Williams. But in space. And she also just recently appeared in Parks and Rec in recent episodes, who I don't know how these people are all related, but in some way, shape, or form, they run in the same circles as that whole comedy crew. So if that gives you a view of the kind of comedy that's involved in this movie, and if you're still listening, you probably don't really give a shit. So, it gets really intense when she finds out Aubrey Plaza's character, Darius, it confronts him about them finding out that the girl is still alive, and what else has he been lying about? Starts getting sciencey, not sci-fi, but sciencey, when he starts explaining how they could have already succeeded in their mission, and she was alive and well, and because of that, had a family and was harboring memories of a him that didn't exist, that had somehow gone crazy in her current past. And bear with me. And now they had to go and do a new mission. In the process, I didn't want to mention that Darius and Kenneth end up falling in love. There's this hilarious. It's about, I would say, 15 minutes of the movie, the montage where. It's not like a 15-minute montage, but there's a whole training sequence that happens where they're sort of hanging out, and he's figuring out whether or not he wants to be she he wants her to be her his partner through the whole time travel fiasco. During this process, they fall for each other, and we also run into a sort of second movie with Jake Johnson's character Jeff that basically goes to this town to investigate this guy for the magazine because he wants to hook up with a girl he found out was living in that same town that he knew in high school. They had met up on Facebook, and he just wanted to sort of take a vacation and use his job as a sort of buffer to do so while his interns did all the work for him. I found the second sort of sideline movie. I'm glad it was there because had it not have been there, this movie would have probably been like 45 minutes long, only focusing on Aubrey Plaza's character. May have affected the score a little bit, not necessarily positively or negatively, but I, as far as the theme of the movie goes, knowing that this movie's about relationships and not really like a dude that wants to time travel, that being said, it was perfect for that. So it possibly helped. I didn't want to give this movie too high of a score because, to be honest with you, I think I'm infamous for liking a movie too much, and then maybe a week or two later I'll rethink the movie and be like, oh, maybe I should have knocked it down a peg or two because this and that. However, super solid. 8.5 is great. Not terrible. I would watch this movie a second time, and a third time if anybody wanted to rewatch it. If I had to rewatch it with somebody, I would. The soundtrack was great. There was this portion, and I'm gonna play. I'm doing something I haven't done since like probably season one of the podcast, and I'm incorporating music. I don't know if I'm gonna get sued for that because I've never posted music. Well, maybe I'll put links up instead. There's a little ditty that Kenneth writes for Darius's character. They're by a campfire, and it's like halfway finished. And I took the time out to record a little snippet. I'm pretty sure that it's okay to use. I'll have to look that up. But anyway, if it is okay, it'll be at the very end. If it's not okay, it'll be at the very end. I'm not sure if I'll get in trouble for that or whatever. But then there's a legit. A legit, I guess it's this musician called Ryan Miller, and the song is called Bug Machine. And I'm not sure if Ryan Miller created the song for the movie, or if Mark Duplass actually wrote it and featured it in the movie, and then Ryan Miller made a song out of that. Either way, if I can't post it, go check that out. It's called Bug Machine. By Ryan Miller, and try to see if I don't post the song at the very end of this episode. Try to see if you can get the sort of shortened version by Mark Duplass that's actually from the movie. Okay, that's it for the movie portion. I want to get into the TV portion real quick. I swear it's going to be a lot faster than that. Hopefully this episode's long enough to where I can pass it as a regular episode for a Sunday, and hopefully I'll be able to post it before midnight. The TV shows that are coming back in heavy rotation, and I might get into video games if I can. First of all, I want to talk about Aubrey Plaza and the return of Parks and Recreation. I find it a little bit funny that while we're in a government shutdown, that a show about a government-run Parks and Recreation department has come back for what I believe is the fourth season. If you haven't started watching this show and you dig the vibe and comedy of the movie that we just watched together, then I would highly recommend go and watch Parks and Recreation. It's really funny, and if you're a little bit more raunchy, you can go and watch Workaholics. It's about the same in it's The Office, but about, I don't know, there's a point to Parks and Rec. There's a whole story behind it. Not that there's not an like a love story and a romantic comedy feel to The Office American version, but the Parks and Rec is there is that, but there's so much more. Speaking of which, I've launched a sort of side project. It's called Noble Swanson on Twitter. You can follow at Noble_Swanson on Twitter, and every once in a while I'll post sayings and memes that he does. They're very simple. It's nothing special. There are websites that have his sayings out there, but not quite like a Twitter feed that has them, especially with not Noble Swanson. It's also on Facebook, but we're at the point where we don't have enough followers on Facebook just yet to get it. Its vanity URL. So do the Twitter and then follow, go like the Facebook page after that. It's not, it's like a side project. It's not anything big that I'm doing when I have time for it. I think it's funny. It's kind of an inside joke with a bunch of us. So, a lot of people that are involved with the, I want to say, oh, what's the name of the crew? There are a lot of these comedy troupes out there, similar to Saturday Night Live, which is obviously what Amy Poehler's from, but she also came from, I believe it's called Second City. I might be completely wrong about that, but I believe that's where a lot of these actors and comedians are coming from, and which is why they're starting to build a huge indie following. Marc Maron's podcast is a TV show. I'm hoping that gets picked up for a second season. If you haven't watched that, go check that out. There's also a similar feel like Community also. Community sort of teetered on the brink of being canceled. I signed a petition to get them going for, I think it's, they want to do six seasons in a movie. I don't know if they're going to go past the current season that they're filming right now, which is the fifth, I believe. Donald Glover is out. He is pursuing his rap career as Childish Gambino. Speaking of rap career, for anybody that doesn't know, I introduced myself at the very beginning of the podcast as Analysis49. That's my personal Twitter account, but I also run at FenPromos. It's the word analysis and the numbers 489. That is also doubling as my gamer tag. So if you're on the up and coming Xbox One or Xbox Live, I will be getting back on Mass Effect and also BioShock and Assassin's Creed 4 coming up very soon. I do have to get back on the ball on that, but I've been so busy with all the other stuff. Which again refers to why it's been 2 weeks between the past two episodes. Basically, I've only put out two episodes in the past month. I believe that's what that works out to. So hopefully I'll be able to fill that in a little bit more. I want to go ahead and move on to New Girl coming back. I sort of sometimes feel that watching New Girl is a little bit flaky, but it's a very well-written, very funny romantic comedy. Sometimes it gets a little bit off track, but they don't do, and the fake glasses annoy me. I'm sorry. I love Zooey Deschanel more than anything. If you're not familiar, she also has a music group called She and Him. Very good indie music. If you're interested, go check that out. But I just hate the fake glasses. I hate it. I can't stand the fashion. Like, if you don't have to wear glasses, don't fucking wear glasses. I am practically blind, and I have the fashion sense enough to get decent looking glasses that fit on my stupid face. But I'll tell you one thing I hate more than glasses is people that wear them because they think it looks good. Like, I have to do it because I have to see and drive and function throughout the day and do stuff on the interwebs. You're wearing it because it looks cute. And while it does look absolutely amazing, I don't know. Anybody that wears glasses for fashion reasons, and I'm probably losing the three females that listen to this show, don't do that. I mean, at least if you're gonna do that, make sure they have pieces of glass or plastic on the inside that make them look like the real thing. But to wear, I just don't understand just wearing frames by themselves. Don't do that. You're a fucking idiot. All right, moving on. And I'm sure, wow, I just called Zooey Deschanel a fucking idiot. I'm sorry, I love you, you're perfect. I don't understand. I know you have to look cute, and it might be from a video standpoint and filming an actual sitcom, I know it's annoying when glasses glare from lights, but it's more annoying that there aren't any glasses inside of the frames. That just it bothers me. I've always hated that. So there's that. What was it? The Jeff Garland bit I wanted to come back to. He's in a new show called The Goldbergs, and it was created by Adam Goldberg, who was in a bunch of actually huge movies, but a lot of people don't recognize him by the name. He was actually in A Beautiful Mind, which is funny because I think I just mentioned that. Saving Private Ryan, Dazed and Confused, and he was in a short-lived, if it wasn't a mini-series, I believe it was a movie that aired and might still air on Comedy Central every once in a while about a Jewish superhero. It's funny that I mention it. I just realized how funny that idea is. I can't remember the Hebrew Hammer. I am on IMDb, but I will have to give credit to myself because I swear I just remembered that off the top of my head. It's called Hebrew Hammer. I've seen 20 minutes of that movie, and again, this style of comedy, very funny. The creator of the new TV show called The Goldbergs, based on his family and home videos, and the TV show has, like I said, Jeff Garland, who plays his father. Patton Oswalt narrates the kid in this TV show. I believe his name is Sean. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Give me a break, IMDb. Giambroni? Giambroni? Giambrone? Jabroni? Plays Adam Goldberg, but I would say he's maybe like 10 years old. And it's sort of like when I was a kid, and I was born in 79, so I was watching a TV show called The Wonder Years, and this is like The Wonder Years taking place in the 80s, and Patton Oswalt is the voice of Fred Savage from that show. I hope I didn't lose anybody there. And if I did, you might be a little too young to be listening to this show, but thank you. I'm looking at you, April. The wings were delicious, by the way. Going beyond that, anyway, I highly recommend The Goldbergs. It's super hilarious. I really like at the end, if you stick around, they have like the actual videos from VHS that are based on these clips, and some of the dialogue from the show is from like the actual VHS tapes. It's actually quite funny. Wendy McClendon Covey, I believe her name is, plays the mother. If you're not familiar with her, she is basically the I don't know how else to say it, the large-breasted female from Reno 911, the blonde, the sort of ditzy blonde, super hilarious, that sort of same comedy. I like it. Go check it out. I'm also excited to see that Arrow season 2 is back this year. They're supposed to be bringing in Barry, what's his face? I always forget his last name. The Flash, which I was super excited to hear, which means that they may be building up for more of the whole Justice League stuff that we talked about with the aforementioned Vinny. I believe I may have cut that part out, so that might not make any sense. We got a lot of Vinny will be coming back, if I haven't mentioned it before, and if I cut it out, I'm saying it again. Vinny will be coming back. We got a lot of feedback from it. It was mostly negative, but the negative feedback wasn't about me. So I'm just gonna have him back because, just because I got negative. I don't know why it takes people. I had to rally you guys up before you would give me some feedback. Positive feedback works too. Negative feedback just means that you guys are listening and care enough to tell me not to have him on again. But because he was so negatively popular, infamous, I should say, I'm gonna have him back. Why not? So there's that. It gives me hope in season 2 of Arrow that we'll be seeing a little bit more build up to some Justice League stuff for the Batfleck Superman Man of Steel movie. And what else? I threw Arrow in there. I wasn't really supposed to talk about that. But I'm also, if anybody's interested, I'm watching this TV show called Continuum. It's been going on a Canadian television station called Showcase. Very good. I believe they're picking up the third season for that show on Sci-Fi because Showcase was either gobbled up by NBC Universal, which is also the owner of Sci-Fi. If you like time travel and in its practical sense want to get into the tech and stuff like that and theories of relativity and string and all that good stuff, definitely check out Continuum. I believe two seasons, obviously the only two seasons, are on Netflix as of a few days ago. I know the first season I caught up with on Netflix, and I gathered my second season other means, but now that it's on Netflix, I can say that I watched it on there, I suppose. Go check out it, highly recommended, and if you're interested or you're in the local area, in the Tampa Bay area, email me fans.aweeklate@gmail.com so that you can be on the Continuum episode. I'm gonna get a bunch of people that are watching. I believe my brother is watching it now. I'm trying to get my friend Troy to watch it. He hasn't been on the show yet, but I've been trying to get him to do so. Hopefully I can get him to watch Continuum and we can get a bunch of people together to watch or to talk about it. Also, we'll be doing the same thing for the second and third seasons of The Walking Dead. I did an episode, I'm sorry, a review of season one. I'm not sure what episode number it is, but catch us on soundcloud.com/aweeklate. And you can look through all of our episodes for free and go through the one for Walking Dead and listen to season one review. We're doing the same thing for Dexter, so hit me up if you want to be on the show for that. I have yet to watch season 8, and in real time, Dexter season 8 recently finished along with Breaking Bad, which I have yet to watch. Okay. I think I've pretty much talked myself out of everything. Basically, if you want to be on the show or if you want to tell me how much we suck or how much I suck or how much you like the show, fans.aweeklate at gmail.com, facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast. We're on Twitter at aweeklate. And I was going to get into video games and music, but I pretty much just said all the video game stuff I wanted to say. I don't know when, but I'll be getting my Xbox Live back up and running very soon. With all those video games that I mentioned earlier, if you friend me up on Xbox Live, please just leave me a message and let me know that you're adding me because of the show and not just some random person. I don't like adding random people, even though I'm giving out my gamer tag on a podcast. I know that's kind of counterproductive, but just do me a favor and let me know. Just put podcast and I'll add you. Besides that, all the music stuff, you can go to our good friend Aaron Bond just released a new remix. That's on the main site, and it's a remix of The Weeknd. The song is called 28, and it's like a trap sort of hip-hop track. Go check that out. That's at the numbers 489entertainment.com, or if you're an old-school follower of the music blog, the old one works. FEN Entertainment, fenentertainment.com. They both go to the same place. That is at FenPromos. We just got an Instagram for that. It's also /FenPromos and on Facebook.com/FENEntertainment. It's a little long, but we do that on purpose so only our fans find us. That's it. Thank you so much, you guys, for bearing with me. I hope this episode sounds good. I've listened to a couple of sample tracks that I've recorded. I'm not going to go through and edit this one because I think I've done a pretty good job of controlling my ums. Hopefully, I'll get this up before midnight. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 63 for A Week Late Podcast, the world-renowned A Week Late Podcast. We're also on Google+. Find us somehow. I'm not still sure how to do that. That being said, I will see you a week ago. Cheers.
No, it's called a zither.
Can you play that?
Not very well at all. My dad had one. He was really good. Belinda really liked music, so I always wish I could have played her something. And so I'm writing her this song for when I see her again.
Will you play it?
It's...
Please?
No, it's not. It's not finished, and it's really just not very good. So.
Well, I'll tell you if it's good or not.
It's only halfway done, so it's just like... Stand straight, fall back in line. Get to work on time. Everyone in the big machine tries to break your heart and pull you underneath. Maybe I'm wrong and all that you get is what you see. Maybe I'm right and there's something out there. Everybody's talking in their sleep. They push a lot of air around, but don't say much of anything. Except when they laugh at me like ghosts under a sheet. Everybody's talking in their sleep. Messed up a bunch of parts, but that's basically what it is.
So good.
Shut up.